T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Checking in on the Big Show Star Phone this morning. Two brothers, one a legendary actor, the other an accomplished TV and movie composer. Please welcome Kevin and Michael Bacon to the Big Show.
Hey, guys.
Well, I'm very excited. I heard the brand new Bacon Brothers song, She's Easy, Easy on My Eyes. The title is a little misleading because it's a very clever song. Might be one of the, I think, the best things you've ever done before. I really like the song.
Thanks, man.
Kevin, you wrote that thing?
Yeah, I wrote it. There's a line in the song which says, like the perfect pink moment at the moment when the sunset dies. I seem to remember that in Ojai, California, they have this thing called the pink moment, and people go up there and they sit on the mountain and they wait for the sun to go down, and just as it's about to disappear, the sky turns pink. And I've heard the same thing about the green moment in Hawaii. So it seems like everywhere you go, you got a different color moment.
Right. And,
but I think the pink one, so that was really like kind of like the start of the song. I was trying to write this thing about a perfect pink moment. Mm. And then I thought, well, you know, it's kind of easy on my eyes. And I don't know, just kind of went from there.
What's a perfect pink moment to you?
Oh, well, I guess just being able to wake up and see that person next to me.
Every day.
Now, I get up way, way earlier than everybody else in the house.
I do too. I know the feeling.
Yeah, I'm what I like to call a worm catcher.
Yeah.
But when she comes out of the bedroom, and believe me, this is something that would be very easy to get tired of in this isolation. It's always like the perfect pink moment to me when she walks out.
How beautiful is that? And you guys have been married for what, since 89, I think?
Yes, 80. I think it's 80. Let me think. I think it might be 88.
88, 89.
We've been married long enough that when
88.
We got married, I could actually 88. Read this.
I got to tell you, the other day, I was in the middle of the day, and I asked my wife, is there any chance this is our anniversary? She said, yeah, I'm glad you remembered. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I remembered.
Was it?
That was tough to get over. Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny. I read an interview with Kira a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things she said is that you guys are very different. She's very neat, and you're kind of a doesn't matter if the bed's made because who's going to see it kind of guy. And yet you are a guy who gets up and like digs into the news, and she doesn't want any part of it because it's too distressing. Have you found that that is kind of actually kind of a perfect situation because you balance each other, or is it driving you nuts?
No, I think that balance is certainly a good part of a relationship for sure. I mean, I think that you have to have some kind of fundamental things that bring you together, you know, that you really kind of core an essence that's the same, but the rest of it, all those peripheral things, I think can be opposites. I think that's fine. You know,
Michael, you said that you're kind of, you live in the countryside in Pennsylvania, which I love. That's my heart space. And you really haven't felt like this lockdown has changed your life too dramatically. Now, since I heard you say that, has it changed? Has it gotten a little more dramatic for you or no?
No, it's all the same. We kind of lucked out because we decided to take a year off from New York and we sublet our apartment.
Good timing.
We're coming up on a year where we'd have to go back because we live in a co-op and you can't sublet it for more than a year. And that was right before the whole thing hit. And so we just stayed. We were already here, and I haven't been back in New York in a couple of months. And, you know, we're totally isolated. We have no neighbors. It's beautiful. I mean, I almost feel bad because our situation is so much better than most people's. But yeah, we kind of just lucked out. And our son and his girlfriend had been in their apartment in New York for close to 2 months now, and they're probably going to get away in about a week. But boy, that was hard. It really was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people find it harder than others because you spend a lot of time with the other person in your life. And if you have kids, it even makes it more complicated because you see them and parts of their personality you perhaps didn't know existed. It's a dangerous situation for a lot of families.
Mm-hmm. I think you probably know that the personalities existed, but they just get amplified. When you spend that much time with somebody, they become even more of who they already were.
I saw you did this interview recently with someone over in Britain, and I guess you shocked the world because you said you wouldn't do the Footloose dance anymore.
The warehouse dance, yeah.
The angry warehouse dance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love the movie. It was a great moment, and getting, you know, rehearsing all that dance stuff and was a great memory. But, you know, to recreate that, I just can't do it. You know,
Have the anger.
I don't have the anger yet.
Yeah. Well, you got to be proud of the fact that you're in two of the most iconic movies of all time that people are probably rewatching for the umpteenth time. Footloose and Animal House. Those are two movies that hold up over the course of history, and they withstand the test of time. So that's got to be pretty. If you only made those two movies, and I know you've done a lot of great dramatic movies also, but those two movies never seem to fade away. They're like your calling card.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, I have a lot of gratitude for the films that I've been able to be in and all those, you know, situations. And, you know, I got a lot of fondness, fond memories. And Animal House was my very first movie. So that really holds a special place in my heart because I'd never been on a movie set before. And walking in and seeing all that chaos and realizing that it took that many people and that much time and that many different jobs and all that kind of equipment and all this crap that I just had no idea went into making a movie was just, my jaw was just on the floor. And, you know, within, I think probably my second day of shooting, I realized that this was like my home, you know, this is where I needed to be. And it was very special.
Yeah, you looked around, you said, what the hell is going on here?
Michael, I know that you have been teaching, correct?
Yeah, I teach at two different colleges in New York.
And so are you doing that remotely now, or did you take some time off? Or
no, we went right from being in the classroom to Zoom. And it's been kind of, it's been an adjustment, but
yeah.
So far I haven't really found it that all different. It's, I think if you're a good teacher, you can walk through the lens of Zoom and still be a good teacher. And a lot of the logistical stuff. So, well, for instance, I teach film scoring, and in both of my classrooms, one it's Manus College in the Village and the other's in the Bronx at Lehman College. Uh-huh. And we have a very, very well-equipped classroom with all the latest technology. So all of a sudden, both my class at Lehman and Manus, they can't get anywhere near there.
Wow.
So what I had to do is try to figure out how can I reconfigure all that technology and all those sounds and everything for free.
And share. And
the software companies were just amazing. I mean, they gave us free software through the rest of the summer for the students and sounds. And now the students have the same, pretty much the same stuff they had in the classroom, which I feel really good about. And I think that's been the major challenge is, you know, it's one thing to teach, you know, if you're teaching like a history of film class where it's kind of on a syllabus, but if you're teaching a workshop class, you got to get them the stuff to work on or else no reason to do it.
Right.
Kevin, tell us about this thing you're doing. I Stay at Home For. It's a cool operation you got going there.
I Stay Home For was a concept and a hashtag that we actually launched probably 5 weeks or maybe 5 weeks ago. It was just the idea that you know, feeling frustrated about what do you do in this situation? What can you do to help? And more, it seemed pretty clear to me that one of the things you could do to help was to stay at home. So we took the idea of 6 degrees and the connections and the game and just took me out of the game and started to talk about how if you're staying at home, then somebody that you're connected to is possibly going to be safer. And then we started to think about how who we're really staying home for is the frontline workers so that we don't, you know, overwhelm them, get them sick or overwhelm the hospital system. And then we launched this thing last week called I Feed the Front, which is kind of cool. It's at our organization, 6degrees.org, you can donate and it pays for meals for frontline health care workers. If you know, $10 donation provides a meal and it helps them because it gives them fuel and the meals get delivered to the hospitals. And, you know, when they come off of a shift or whatever, there's a meal waiting for them. But it also supports these small restaurants in these communities all over the country that are struggling as well. As we know, restaurants are really hurting, their employees are hurting. Oh, boy, so it kind of gives like in both ways. 6degrees.org has a $50,000 donation that we're matching to help both support the healthcare workers and also these restaurants. People kind of assume that I have this like really strong connection to other celebrities, like they're all in my Rolodex, and it's really not the case. You know?
You're Zooming with them every night.
I honestly, Michael will tell you, it's just not the way it is. And for whatever reason, the first group that we reached out to really responded to it. And so I was really grateful for all of them for kind of kicking it off.
That's great. Wow.
Justin Timberlake over at your place right now?
Right now.
Come on.
Scarlett Johansson.
Don't be shy, Justin.
All right, so we're going to play the new song, She's Easy. And Kevin, you said you wrote the thing. And Michael, did you get involved in the production as usual?
Yeah, it was a pass around. We were in the studio. We did it in Hoboken. We have this lovely little studio over there called Hobo Sound. And we did the tracks there and then, you know, kind of passed around, you know, the arrangement and eventually mixed it. And there it is.
So Michael wrote all those horns. That's like a really signature part of the song.
Totally.
I will tell you this. I really pay a lot of attention to the way a song is produced and written and all that.
Orchestrated, yeah.
And I've been with you guys from the very beginning. And to see the progress and the acceleration in the sound and the overall production is amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Are you guys making music every day now since you've got more time, maybe?
We're just finishing up two things. Mm-hmm. Kevin doing California, and I'm working with a producer in outside of Philly called Joe Nicola. Once those are finished, we now have 10 new sides, which are going to be a CD, which is going to be released in mid-July. So we're pretty excited about it. We really didn't expect to putting out another CD, but all of a sudden the songs were there and, you know, it's good. It's great timing. And I think we've used our time of being at home pretty well.
And we're launching a new single of Mike's this week, I think on Friday, Mike?
On the 15th.
Yeah, on Friday. Called The Way We Love, which is a beautiful song of Michael's that will be available on Friday.
Wonderful.
All right, guys, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate catching up with you, and tell Justin he can come on camera in a minute.
Oh, man, he doesn't have pants on.
Oh, bring him on then.
Michael and Kevin Bacon, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Patty. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.